On behalf of all of us and all of the world's religions, we want to welcome you all this morning to this dedication ceremony.
Asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityurma amritam gamaya. O Lord, lead me from unreality to reality, from darkness into the divine light, and from finitude and mortality to immortality and infinite consciousness. May the light come into this temple.
Sat Sri Akal. And that's the cry of the Sikhs. What it really means is that whoever takes the name of God will be victorious. Sat Sri Akal means truth, reality is supreme. The essence of this one is truth, reality, absolute truth and absolute reality. Ram dase hoi sahai, Arjan har gobindnu, Simro Sri Har Rai. We thank you for your grace in manifesting this great temple to thy light. Let this temple unite all human beings in thy light.
My dear friends, heartfelt salams to you. This is a place simply consecrated to the God of all of humanity. It is filled with what Sufis call the glow of presence. Hafez says, look what happens with a love like that. It lights up the entire sky, meaning God's light, God's grace, God's love is unconditional. But we have to do the inconvenient inner work.
It is such an honor to be with you and to help celebrate this historic 50th anniversary of Ananda Village and dedication of this beautiful temple. What is the most important principle of Buddhist practice? Developing a good heart. Some of the teachings are contemplation practices for cultivating wholesome attitudes towards all sentient beings. I would like you to join me now in visualizing light rays carrying countless blessings that emanate outwards from this temple of light to touch and transform the hearts of all beings. May our Dharma activities be successful, and may we ultimately achieve unsurpassable, perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. And may this temple of light and the spiritual activities within it always serve as a beacon of light for the world.
All authentic spiritual paths are avenues to a shared universal, except we Jews are the chosen people. Sorry, guys. It's not that the Jewish people are not chosen. It's just that we're chosen for the way of Torah. Christians are chosen for the way of Jesus. Muslims for the way of the Quran. Each and every people chosen for the brilliance, the treasures of their own teaching, so that we can cross-fertilize our planetary existence and learn from each other rather than compete with each other, and appreciate that this jewel has so many facets. Each tradition, each authentic tradition is chosen, and more than that, each and every one of us is chosen.
the work that we do together. It takes all of us on this path. And this temple that we honor today is a reflection of the work that has happened over 50 years with Ananda. The love that Jesus lived, taught, that he demonstrated, the Christ consciousness that pervades everything and is the core of love, is accessible to anyone from any faith and from none at all. It's a gift there for the taking if we choose it. The love of Christ makes not only us better, but as we carry it, we too begin to heal the world by the vibration of love that we exude.
Master was asked if what he brought was a new religion. He said, no, it's a new dispensation. It's a new giving forth of the same truths that we have heard and we have been touched by from all of our representatives. Self-realization, as Master defined it, is the knowing, as so many of our speakers spoke of the knowing, not of the intellect, but the knowing in our consciousness, the knowing in all parts of body, mind, and soul, that we are now in the possession of the kingdom of God, that we don't need to ask, when will it come to me? It is with you already. All we need to do is improve our knowing. And that's what the path of self-realization is, to improve our knowing that we are already in the possession of the light of God.
At the heart of religion, what is there? There's light. There's love. There's joy. There's wisdom. There's kindness. There is this sincere desire to do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And if we can practice in that way, then we will unify through our practice, not divide. This temple of light is dedicated to unifying not only the people who worship here, who meditate here, who pray here, who serve here, not only the people here, but it's dedicated to unifying the entire world. So each of us has to at least make the attempt to find that light within ourselves, and if we can find it there, to recognize that that light also shines in every other human being. When we practice religion, we practice it in that way, it will unify the world.
Of Hinduism, bless this temple and the world.
May the light of Sikhism bless this beautiful temple and the world.
May the light of Islam bless this temple and the world.
May the light of Buddhism bless this temple and the world.
May the light of Judaism bless this temple and the world.
May the light of Christianity bless this temple and the world.
May the light of self-realization bless this temple and the world.
May the light of all religions bless this temple and bless the world. We will chant Om together to send this light out into the world, into all hearts, into all places.
I've shared the days of sunshine, gone with them in the rain. The silent evenings that we were brothers. The silent evenings that we were brothers. A soldier I saw weeping beside a dying friend. My officers had preached I must hate him till the end. But seeing his grief, I knew we were brothers. But seeing his grief, I knew we were brothers.
Though words and customs vary like waves upon the sea, one life beneath the surface binds everyone to me. Who knows himself knows all men as brothers. Who knows himself knows all men as brothers. Then brothers, why endeavor to set ourselves apart? The fences we've been building squeeze tight upon our hearts. Come sing the truth that all.
Come sing the truth that all men are.